The goal is not just insight. Moving toward faithful practice in this topic, we are moving from insight to faithful practice. A ministry genogram conversation can help someone see family patterns with new clarity. That is valuable. But insight alone is not the final goal. Someone may say, "Now I see it. My family avoids hard conversations." Another may say, "I can see anger moving through three generations." Another may say, "No one in my family ever modeled confidence, prayer, healthy boundaries, or leadership." Another may say, "I almost forgot the blessing my grandmother gave me through her faith." These moments matter, but the purpose of a ministry genogram conversation is not merely to explain the past. The goal is to help a person discern a faithful next step in Christ. A genogram is a formation map, not a prison. It can show what was passed down, what was missing, what was formed, what Christ may be redeeming, and what the person may now be called to carry forward or begin. But it must never become destiny. A wise ministry leader helps the person ask, "What now?" not in a rushed way, not in a pressured way, not in a dramatic way, but in a grounded, prayerful, realistic way. For example, if someone sees a pattern of anger, the next step may not be confronting the whole family. It may be practicing a pause before speaking. It may be apologizing to a spouse or child. It may be seeking pastoral care, counseling, or an anger reset course. It may be praying one honest prayer each morning, "Lord, form peace in me today." If someone sees a missing model of leadership, the next step may be small. They may ask a mentor for guidance. They may volunteer once. They may take a course. They may practice speaking with confidence in a safe setting. If someone sees a blessing, the next step may be carrying it forward. They may begin praying with their children. They may write a note of gratitude. They may reclaim hospitality, generosity, courage, or faithfulness from their family story. The ministry leader's role is to help the person move from awareness to obedience, from regret to repentance, from grief to hope, from inherited reaction to spirit-led practice. A strong question is, what would be one faithful, wise, and possible step this week? That question protects the person from being overwhelmed. It also keeps the conversation from becoming only reflection. Insight opens the door. Faithful practice walks through it.